Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Distance listeners, I'm Jesse Alejandro Cottrell, a producer on the show, and you're about to listen to our 100th episode of The Distance. When we started, of course, we had no idea how long the pandemic would last. We just knew we wanted to document how people were getting through it. Now, 100 episodes in, the world is changing in big ways, and it's clear that the pandemic is going to be part of our lives for a while. So we're going to keep telling these stories, the tough ones as well as the lighter ones. After this episode, we'll be shifting to a longer format and releasing a new episode each week on Wednesdays starting July 8th. Stay tuned and stay safe.
I'm frustrated with the public, with everyone. The problem occurred as everyone opened up here in Arizona, and a large percentage acted as if everything was done and taken care of. But people weren't doing the physical distancing. They weren't wearing their masks. I'm frustrated and upset that I feel like we've lost this responsibility to one another. It's like we've lost that community. My name is Dr. Ross Goldberg. I'm a general surgeon practicing at Valleywise Health in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm also the president of the Arizona Medical Association. This is my dispatch. We, over the last couple of weeks, have kind of seen an exponential growth of cases, really hospitalizations across the valley and across the state. 2 weeks ago, it was 1,000 patients a day, and now we're 2,000 to 3,000 patients a day. And I don't think we're done yet. So we are increasing our PPEs as this spike is occurring and then converting hospital floors into COVID units. So on the floors, these beds are filling up. And remember, with this pandemic, when you get sick, usually in the ICU for a while. So that bed is no longer available for a period of time. As the number increases, you can't unload the beds because you still have patients who are sick and need them. It's a backlog. We haven't hit that yet, but there's concern as this number continues to rise that we could be hitting a peak or a breaking point that could cause significant problems for us. I'm a surgeon. I am designed to see problems, to fix them, and help people. And this is a moving target right now because there's so much we don't know and we're still learning. But politicalization of mask wearing has gotten so out of control and people respond so aggressively to it. And that's what's causing the problem. We've shown with science that if you follow these directions, you can reduce the risk of exposure for yourself, your family, your community, your hospital staff. Because we're finite too. You know, if they get sick, the first thing they're going to do is come to the hospital. So they're not following what we're asking and then coming and saying, come take care of me. That really is a slap to us saying that you're not even willing to help us a little bit and maybe have some short-term sacrifices for the long-term gain. It's one thing to do an activity if you're the only one getting hurt. You can do stupid things. You have that right. But when you're hurting other people, I can't understand why people want to do that. I understand it's hard to conceptualize if it's not actually happening to you. You've got to trust us. You don't want to see what we see on the floors. You don't want to have to experience it. I can pray things change, but, you know, I'm worried right now. And that's the best way I can describe it is I'm just very worried.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.